Then that's a totally different story.
Black people are falling every day. And white people know that. Look at these cops.
He didn't see me what I did, but I had to destroy.
What you did?
That cop looked at me. He ain't say anything.
But anyway, going back to the conversation, white people are not afraid of black people anymore.
It's not that they're not afraid, it's just that they know that black people get killed by cops. So they looking at it from a respect, a thing of, you know what, I can say this to them and this and that, because you know, black cops are going to get on them. Up until no cops come around, and you're not on their side, then that's a whole different story. They just use them as how you call it?
As a shield.
Yeah, as a shield. They afraid. That's why they use them as a shield. If they wasn't afraid, then they wouldn't care. That's like that white guy that I hit in the building. He told police everything. What happened? And they didn't do nothing. He told him everything. I said he didn't want to pay and he was trespassing. What? So he thought that since he's black, I mean since I'm black, they're gonna be on
this
side.
On his side, right?
Nah, that didn't happen.
It really depends, because remember like one day we had a client and the Asian client, and then when he seen you that you were there and you were part of the company, he came back and he's like, I want my bags back, and he didn't want to store his bags.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cops came, and they were just like disrespectful and cursing. And remember? Oh my God, you don't remember the Asian guy? He came, he dropped off his bags so we can store them for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he seen you, he came back to the office. And he was arguing. He's like, I want my bags back. And we're like, no, once you store it,
the only way
to get back your bags is to make a payment.
I mean, that most
likely. And then he left and he came back with the cops. Yeah, he came back with the cops, and cops were just nasty. You don't remember that? When we were at 43?
It's so many,
like,
situations.
They were cursing, and like, oh, he's like, oh, sweetie. I'm like, don't call me sweetie.
Oh, okay.
Remember?
To you.
Yeah, to me.
Not to me.
But you were there.
I was there, he called you sweetie?
Yes, you were there when police went, he like came.
From the beginning to the end?
Yes.
No, I remember the speed part. That was a lady or a guy?
That was a guy. That was an Asian guy.
I got you.
People are racist, period. They're just racist. That's it. Whether you're Asian or, you know, Spanish or white. White people are the worst.
But same thing with black cops. With you, when you were by yourself with them.
Right.
Until I came out the door.
Right.
The whole thing changed.
Yeah.
The whole thing changed.
Yeah, because they were dealing with two black people. It was two blacks. The cops were black. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guys that was making a complaint against were black. So they were sticking with the black people. Remember? The cops were black.
I remember.
The guys from across the street, they were black as well.
Got you.
They were not sticking with me.
Got you.
You know?
That's what I'm saying.
But now, if it was a black cop and a white cop, the situation would have been different. You know, the black cop always follows the white cop. You know, because they so want to be integrated. You know?
That's crazy.
The whole system is screwed up.
Not the system, it's just the people.
Yeah. Then we tell me it's racist.
Guns don't kill people. People kill people. That's people.
Then we tell them you're racist. They're like, oh, I'm racist.
The lady was telling me. I'm sorry.
Which lady?
Hey. They were checking me out. Get my money together. The black guy, this is a Jamaican guy. She said, let me deal with him. I get to you. He called her racist. He said that she was racist.
Which guy?
the lady that I went to.
Which lady you went to?
You didn't see nobody.
When?
Today, when I got them, when I went to the return.
No, I wasn't looking at you. I was on the phone.
They didn't even talk to you about it because you don't know nothing going on.
Okay, so what happened?
The guy came over there. And he called, because I asked her, I said, you like your job? She's like, I pray every day. It's just the people. Mm. And then, you know, just throw it off. Anyway.
Right,
and
right.
Then, the people made it mad clear. The guy, he was fuzzing. He was like, I see what you're doing. But I was there first.
To you?
No, to the lady. Mm. She was like, he was like, I see what you're doing. But he said something to her. He called her name. He called her. She said, I want to understand how am I racist. Mm. Like, she's black and he's black. Uh-huh. So how am I racist?
Right.
And then she said, well, how you like if somebody call you out your name? Mm. Whatever he said, call her name. And then he was like, I see what's going on. Let me speak to your own supervisor.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
Right? So, and then she said, I just said to you, let me finish dealing with him and I take care of you. So I didn't say anything. Mm. And he didn't say anything. She handled her business. And I was like, okay, I guess this is what I'm talking about. You know, like, I gotta go. We all gotta go. What the hell? Right. You dig me up? Nobody.